Welcome to Eno's Living Legacies Limited Edition podcast series. This podcast is part of our centennial celebration, marking 100 years of legacy, innovation, and impact for the Eno Center for Transportation. Founded by William P. Eno in 1921, from our inception, we focused on bringing the brightest minds in transportation together and building the capacity of the transportation industry through our education and training programs. Through this oral history project and podcast, we highlight some of those who have been part of Eno through the years. From board members to alumni to staff members, each participant reflects on Eno's history and impact through the years. Enjoy your listen.
My name is Alice Grossman, and I'm currently a Science and Technology Policy Fellow at the Association for the Advancement of Science, as well as an adjunct professor in transportation at Southern Methodist University. However, up until a few months ago, I was at the Eno Center for Transportation, where I started as a full-time employee after attending Eno's Leadership Development Conference and then spending a summer as his Thomas J. O'Brien Fellow when I was a graduate student. Today, I'm talking to somebody who helped make all of those opportunities possible for me and many other young professionals and students in the field of transportation, Linda O'Brien. Linda O'Brien has enjoyed a career as a marketing and public relations consultant to corporations, government agencies, and nonprofits, with management experience in design, advertising, and university relations. Her education includes an MBA from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and a BA in design from the University of Illinois at Chicago. Linda has been a member very involved with Eno for many years, as well as her late husband, Thomas J. O'Brien, after whom the Summer Fellowship at Eno is named. So Linda and I are going to talk a little bit about transportation, mentorship of young people, and her husband, Thomas J. O'Brien, who was on the Eno board for many years. So Linda, can we get started? Can you just tell us a little bit about how you and Tom got involved with Eno and what drew you to the organization originally?
Well, Tom was a banker at First Chicago, and he was managing a group of transportation professionals. And they financed trucks, trains, and planes. And later he joined ABN and LaSalle Banks, this time financing rails, trucks, and shipping, as well as providing capital raising and banking services. And Tom was not particularly a joiner, but in the late 1990s, he was invited to join Eno, and it was a perfect fit. I mean, he truly enjoyed this organization, where he could add some value by contributing his expertise in transportation policy and finance, plus continue his love of learning. So that's how, and you know, while he was there, then I will have to say it was wonderful because I used to do some work out in Washington, so I got to go out with him for some of his meetings, and it was such a lovely group of people that we would have dinners after the board meetings and things like that. So really got to know this wonderful group of board members and staff. It was just a collegial, wonderful place to be.
I can see why that was appealing for both of you. I felt the same way as a staff member. I loved getting to talk to the other staff and the board members, and there was a lot of exchange between young professionals and seasoned professionals, former secretaries of transportation. It was really a fabulous collaborative environment. So while Tom was on the board, what are some of the main issues and programs that you and he sort of championed and were particularly involved in?
Well, one of the first ones that he worked on was the Future Leaders Development Conference. And it was perfect for him because he loved working with young people. And so I think this was a good start, good first start. And so that's the one I remember the most because I went out for a couple of the conferences and I got to be the hall monitor and director to the bathrooms and stuff. We had fun. We had great fun.
Logistics is important. Logistics director. There you go. When you started getting more involved at Eno and the young people coming through the Leadership Development Conference and the fellowship that's named after Tom, what impact were you really hoping to have sort of on the field, on the organization, and especially on the young people that you were helping to support?
I was a recipient of a small scholarship when I was in school, and it allowed me to go to college. And, you know, you never forget that one step up. And so to me, the fellowship represented another advancement for someone to continue their education, their broadening their experience. And so it's kind of my background that it changed my life. So hopefully it will in some way impact or change someone else's life.
Definitely has from the alumni we see coming out of both of those programs going on to do wonderful things in transportation. And one of the great things about the fellowship and the Leadership Development Conference too is that it's not only financial support for young people, but it's also, you know, cohort development and professional development, which has really been wonderful to see. So to that point, do you think the expectations and hopes you had for your impact have been met? Is there anything that's kind of surprised you that you've seen come out of your engagement?
I would have to say that, you know, the fellowship was such a surprise to us. And I mean, it was, you know, a real present. And Tom had once said, people work so hard to be successful. And he felt that we didn't take enough time to appreciate their efforts and their contributions. And he wanted to change that. And I think this fellowship was like that present from Eno, that of appreciation. And Tom was retired when Eno's staff came to Chicago and presented him with this, you know, a certificate of stating the fellowship. And it was a complete surprise to both of us. But it had been created by the board for Tom's 12 years with Eno. And it was one of those things where Tom had the opportunity to feel the appreciation and love of his Eno colleagues and staff before he died. And he did die 9 months later. So this was a gift that it was a perfect way to honor his professionalism and love of learning. And I couldn't think of a better present. I mean, it was truly a present. So I will be forever grateful for that.
That's wonderful. And I think it's been a gift to all of the students who have come through the programs as well and been supported by Eno and the staff and the board there. How do you personally feel that your continued engagement and support for Eno has kept you connected to Tom and his dedication to mentorship and recognition of young professionals?
Well, we both felt Eno was, we thought the founder had such foresight in, you know, policy and looking forward to a man who never drove a car, I mean, and to develop all of these rules and regulations and things just that foresight was amazing to me. But bringing full circle, it's the idea that there is a group of people who are looking out for our future and making it better all the time with their policies. And it's once again, it's the foresight. And then with you, Alice, and the other fellows, I mean, it's bringing another level of expertise and introspection and just really up-leveling everything. So I just found that to be so rewarding personally.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I have to ask, our conversation is mostly around mentorship and leadership and helping young people and students move forward. But you mentioned William Phelps Eno and his ideas as one of the first traffic engineers. So I have to ask, as a side, have you learned more about transportation being involved with Eno as well?
Absolutely. I mean, just I've been fascinated by it. I mean, the growth of it, the change in it, and now we're into driverless cars and drones and all sorts of things that who would have thought that, you know, even 20 years ago. So it's, and who knows, maybe we'll be doing this on the moon pretty soon or space anyway. So I think it's always important, and its importance grows. I mean, I don't see it lessening. I see it growing as we have more modes of transportation and more people. So I think it's relevant, and I really feel honored to be part of this. I think it's just a spectacular organization, and it continues to be. It's not passé by any stretch.
No, I completely agree. Transportation keeps changing, but the impact that it has on people's lives and the ability that transportation professionals have to help make people's lives better is not going away. And I think Eno plays a large role in that in our country as well. So to go back to professional development and students and your and Tom's connection with Eno, can you talk a little bit about sort of before the two of you got involved with Eno, what are some of your and Tom's own life experiences that led to you getting involved in your dedication? You mentioned your experience as a student and getting that support that really helped you. Is there anything that you think in Tom's life or in your life together that also kind of helped lead up to this?
Well, Tom was one of those mentors for all of my friends' children. He was, you know, they were confused as they got out of college and didn't know what to do. And he was wonderful about helping them find their place in the world. And so he always had a soft spot and a guiding light for my friends. One of them became a banker, and Tom helped him see that, no, he really should be in a different profession. But he was so honest, and he was so empathetic. And I think he helped so many people. I mean, I look at all of the people in different areas that he has guided over the years, and I'm very proud of that. And I was on a board one time it was called Teen Living then, it's Ignite now, but it was homeless teenagers. So I could, you know, I was working with young people too, but raising money. But it was interesting to see the difference you can make in someone's life, and by being a mentor or being there to guide the way. So I was very proud of him for that. And by the way, that program today that I was on, Teen Living Program, has expanded, and it's now a huge program. It was serving, you know, 50 people, and now it's 500 or 5,000.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of that.
So as a philanthropist and passionate about making people's lives better and getting involved in young people's life, do you have advice to other people who either maybe can be making a difference and don't know what to do, or to young people on how to get involved and how to find a good mentor as well? What advice do you have for all of us and everybody listening?
Well, you know, people think they have to give big sums, name something or whatever to make a difference. And I don't think that's true at all. I think it starts small, and then you find your passion of what you want to support and see grow. And so I started very small, and I have watched those planting those seeds, I've watched them grow in different organizations, and it feels like I'm growing with them. You know, I feel part of it. And so I think connection is one of the things. If you find something you're passionate about, and you can, I mean, for example, if I would love to see more fellowships, internships, scholarships, whatever. I'm a big believer in education. I think it just changes the world for so many people. So that's a passion of mine. And I also wanted to say something. This is a little different subject, but it's on the board, about the board. And I'm not certain what Tom would say, but I know he loved being on Eno's board. And we both agreed that good boards are collaborative. They work together for positive growth and change. And they were smart because they did their homework. And, you know, they were open to new ideas, thoughts, process, transparency. And most importantly, and we've looked at all of our organizations, it was fun. And I think people discount having fun. You know, this is supposed to be serious, or this is supposed to go this way. And that's not true. I think fun is the ability and capacity to really open yourself up and enjoy what you're doing and make a difference. So that's my soap opera today.
Well, I think that actually ties very well into the idea of mentoring and getting young people involved. If they're not having fun learning, you mentioned the importance of education, then it's hard to convince them to keep going. But instilling that sense of fun, I agree with you. I think that's absolutely incredibly important. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Linda. Thank you for your continued support of Eno and students and young people in the field of transportation. Trust me, it makes a difference, and we appreciate it. And you've been a great mentor for me as well. So I'm glad we're still in touch, and Eno's helped to bring us together and keep us together.
Two Chicagoans.
Yes.
No, you are the prime example of the perfect fellow. So thank you. Thank you very much. You honor Tom to know. And thank you, all the members at Eno. The staff are wonderful. The board members. I've just enjoyed being part of this family. And it does feel like a family.
It does. Yeah. The Eno family.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and find out more about our centennial celebration at 100years.enotrans.org.